8:20 on The Breakfast Club on a Tuesday morning. Glorious morning in Melbourne town. I hope it's a fantastic morning wherever you are. Wherever Darren Lehman is, I hope it's a fantastic morning. Former Australian coach and the fittest former Australian coach in the history of mankind. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Boof.
Morning, guys. I don't think I'm the fittest of all time. I'll give you the strong tip.
But you're doing these marathon Ks, Boof. What are you doing at the moment?
Oh, I'm actually out walking near the Gabba. So it's a beautiful morning here in Brisbane, and yeah, getting some K's up for the my marathon. So it's been a challenging month. I've got to do 240 in the month, so you've got to get moving.
Yes.
It's been good, lads. Obviously, all in aid for heart research for the Heart Foundation. So anyone wants to donate or join, go to mymarathon.com.au and join my team and donate and, you know, get some much needed funds into heart research.
So how many K's down are you? Well, you've only got a couple of days to go for October. You've got 240 to get through. You did 120 last year. You're doubling up, so you must be pretty deep into the campaign.
I am, mate. I'm 180 in. I've got 60 in 6 days, so 10 a day. So it's not too bad. But if you have one lazy day, Jimmy and boys, you know, you've got to catch up. So I'm trying to get ahead of the curve before the weekend, and obviously it's a race.
But, Boof, well done on the walk. Are you walking anywhere particular around the block? Are you walking, as we've been speaking this morning, to the local bakery to pick up a pie? If people wanted to come out and find you and have a chat, whereabouts are you walking to?
All over the shop, mate, actually. Yeah, I go from Wynnum to the Gabba, around the place, around the parks, and, you know, I've been to Bagara, which is near Bundaberg, walking. So all around Queensland, really, I've been doing the walk each and every day. You get up, get going, and get going in the morning, so make the day. And you feel better. That's the main thing, getting out and exercising. I think, you know, last year as a total for the Heart Foundation, everyone walked about 120,000 Ks. We're up to 240 this year. 1,000 Ks. So, okay. You know, we as a group, everyone's getting out, getting healthy, and that's good to see.
Obviously, Darren, you've had your own health issues, which kind of shocked everybody, and I think including yourself. What changes have you had to make to your life as a result of the heart issue you had?
Well, not drink as much beer with Hartford and Bart. And trying to stay away from those two. you know, when I woke up, on my 50th birthday, I had the heart attack. You know, I was reaching for a cigarette, so they've had to go. The gases are gone, and modify my drinking, and, you know, better enjoy life and get out and get healthy. So it's been a big wake-up call, but it's been a good one.
Because you've always been someone that's done a lot of walking. I remember you as coach of the Australian team. You're always walking laps with your coaching staff or your players. So you've always been quite active.
Yeah, and that's what happens. It can be mine's a bit hereditary, and then obviously lifestyle. So it can happen to the fittest person, and you know, we've seen people that have been really fit marathon runners, you know, all of a sudden just drop still dead straight on the street. So for me, it's a case of actually, if you've got any problems at all, get checked. Make sure you get checked by the heart specialist, and that's what happens sometimes. So obviously, a lot of people don't live the healthiest lifestyle. So this is just encouraging them to get out, get going, and get moving.
And new grandchild over the weekend must make you very proud, but does that also mean that you're trying to pass the message onto your kids so they're nice and healthy?
Yeah, a bit of both, mate. Yeah, obviously proud for the whole family. I haven't seen our granddaughter yet, Roxy Lynette, but looking to see her in the next week or so when I get down to Adelaide from Brisbane and everything sort of starts to open up. So, yeah, really exciting time. And, yeah, that's right, making sure your family is all getting out there, getting healthy and looking after themselves.
So the big news overnight while you're walking, you're probably putting it through your head calculator, going, how does this impact the Ashes? Ben Stokes has been added to the squad for England, which is really exciting from our perspective. What difference does it make to the England's team from your eye?
Well, it gives them some belief and some muscle in the middle order. So it certainly improves their side and gives them a chance to maybe win a test match. I'm not saying they're going to win the Ashes because, you know, they haven't won a test match for two series now. So for them to really swap it around, they'd have to have an unbelievable series from Root and Stokes and the bowlers alike. So it's going to be an interesting series. It does give him a pump up, though, that's for sure. And he's a quality player. And he's performed well in Australia, so he knows the conditions and how Australia plays. So, and they haven't changed much of the bowling attack in Australia, so he knows all their bowlers back to front, as does Joe Root. Now, Joe Root is an interesting one for me. He's a superstar player, but there's one blot against his name. He hasn't made 100 in Australia in two visits. So for him and for England to have a real chance, they really need him just score some big hundreds.
Well, he's been doing that all year, so if he's going to do it, this is probably the year he can do it, because his record this year is quite remarkable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? He's had a outstanding year in the home summer. But again, different pitches, different types of bowling you're facing, and he plays. He's a very good player. Don't get me wrong. He certainly can lead England very well. If he scores runs, it gives him enough time to bowl Australia out twice.
Yep.
And that's going to be the key. They're going to make enough runs where I think Australia's bowling is the edge in the whole series. I mean, they're going to have Cummins, Stark, Hazelwood, Lyon, and maybe Nessa type or someone like that that gives them some good depth to get 20 wickets.
Any further coaching roles for you coming up in the future as the world starts to open back up? Some T20s, some 10-10s, some 100-ball comps, some beach cricket, anything?
Yeah, I did the 100, mate, in England this year. So I went over there for 2 months and had the great 2 weeks quarantine on the way back. That was an exciting tournament. And then obviously the BBL, that gets moving in the next month or so. So it's a full summer. Looking forward to obviously the Ashes first and foremost, and then the BBL and getting cracking with the heat.
What are you seeing from the T20 World Cup at this point in time from an Australian perspective, firstly, and then overall? Do you think Australia are in the mix? Have they got the artillery to match it with the likes of India and England and so forth?
Oh, yeah, T20 is that sort of format. I mean, everyone wrote Australia off. Have you boys backed Australia? You know, did you get on board or did you write them off as well?
Oh, we're on board. We just haven't backed them financially.
No. Well, that's probably a safe one anyway. Responsibly. Good call. That's, the simple fact, I think Australia's bowling attack is as good as anyone going around, and that's their strength. So, you know, if they can get Warner and Finch firing, and then with Smith and Maxwell, they've got a top four that can actually score enough runs. So if they do that, I think they can win it. A lot of people have written them off, but the way they bowled and fielded the other day was exceptional. Now, of course, they didn't bat as well as they would like, but they won with 6 wickets to spare. You know, yes, they only got in with 2 balls to spare, but, you know, they won quite, you know, not comfortably, but they won easy. So, for me, I think they're just tracking on nicely and under the radar.
Boof, is it because we've seen some early scores in that tournament that it's almost a low-scoring T20 World Cup? That plays to Australia's strengths a bit more with Hazelwood instead of making it, chasing 170, 180 to win, the scores are down around 130?
Yeah, it does, and that does help the bowling side and the fielding side. So, and if they squeeze well enough, which I'm sure they're well planned, well drilled, and they'll do the right thing. So I think that they're in a really good spot. The danger for them is if they bat first and have to make a big total, for example, on a good wicket. But as you said, the wickets are low and slow, and I don't think they're going to be high scoring.
Do you know Dave Warner better than anyone, Darren? Do you talk to him? Does he need to change anything, or does he just have to sort of get himself through this and find a way himself, and he'll be fine?
A bit of everything, really. Look, I'd like to see him take the game on. And he started to the other night, only got 14, but he did start to take the game on. I think that's a big key for him. If he does that, I think he's still dynamic and he's one of the first picks. So for me, he's a class player that actually is one of those blokes that if he gets going with Finch, they can actually win the tournament for us. So there's been a lot of talk, should you play him or not play him? I'm playing him, Finch, every day of the week, mate, for this tournament. And if they click once, they'll win you the game.
Well, it's certainly something we'll be looking forward to seeing for the Australian perspective in this T20 World Cup. Just end of the walk, Boof, today. Is there a post-walk coffee or is there a soy latte sort of number? What's your go?
Oh, yeah, I'll have a coffee when I finish. I don't know about what is soy?
I don't know either, but I thought
you
maybe...
put it on Dim Sims.
Well, enjoy the rest of your walk. Always great to chat cricket with you, and good luck with the mymarathon.com.au campaign. You are one of the Heart Ambassadors there for the Heart Foundation. Hopefully plenty of people can get around and support your fantastic endeavour. Good luck with your feet.
Thanks, lad.
Darren.